Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I'm CJ Liu, and you are listening to our four-part series on spiritual wisdom on voting during the elections. Today we have Sandra Ingerman, the author of 8 books, including her fantastic book that I just read, Awakening to the Spirit World, The Shamanic Path of Direct Revelation. Welcome. Sandra.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk about this topic.
It was a fantastic book. As I was saying to you earlier, my book is all marked up because they're just so many fun exercises. And I love the way that you wrote about this that had so many different perspectives in it. So it was a beautiful book. So I wanted to talk to you about voting. And as I was reading through your section in the book about ceremony, it was very akin to voting, right? We all get together with an intentional expression of what we want. I don't know. I don't know when you saw that analogy, were you like, yeah, or I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, ceremony creates change from a spiritual perspective. Every time we perform a ceremony with intention, it creates change and transformation. Mm-hmm. And I think that in our country and in a modern day world, we really don't understand what change means. And so we come together to do a voting ceremony, always hoping that something good is going to come out of the voting. You know, of course, that's what we all want. But we don't understand from a spiritual perspective because we're kind of looking from a very limited point of view of the big picture. So, like in the last election, we did vote for change. Mm-hmm. But change from a spiritual perspective means the death of an old way of life that is no longer appropriate and is no longer working. And so I think people didn't really understand all the meanings of change when they came together to perform this national ceremony of voting.
Yeah, we didn't really want transition or death. We just wanted all the good things without experiencing any of the bad things, right?
Right. And, you know, the whole time I was watching, you know, because I watch a lot of news and I was watching the debates and all about the elections and, you know, all the candidates talking and change, and everybody was talking about change. And I kept on thinking to myself, boy, I really hope everybody understands what they're calling in here.
Exactly. I have no idea what kind of change is happening, sweetheart.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, for someone who's gone through a lot of change myself, it is a mixed bag, isn't it?
It is.
Affirmative.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what's important for people to understand, it's hard for us to understand because none of us want to suffer on any level. You know, we do everything to avoid suffering. But the bottom line is the way that we're living in this country doesn't support a harmonious and a healthy life for ourselves and for the planet. And so when we ask for change from an expanded spiritual point of view, the change that got set into motion was to start looking at what we need to let go of in our government and in our life that might move us more into a harmonious way of living. And we're in that in-between state where our government and a lot of what we've counted on with our government is dissolving. And you know, and so we're in the death process, in the transition process, and it's not a comfortable process, but it's an initiation from a spiritual point of view into something better than we could vision at this point.
Well, you know, it's the Kubler-Ross stuff, that author who was, you know, they talk about death as being a time where, you know, you have go through all sorts of emotional states. And it seems like we're anger, denial, blame, and it seems like we're right there, right?
We're right there, yeah. We're definitely right there. And that's why it's good to have a spiritual practice, because when we're only looking through our ordinary eyes, what all we're seeing is the pain and suffering and no future. But having some kind of spiritual path, whether it's meditation or shamanism, or it doesn't matter what people work with, it helps to give us more an expanded point of view and put into perspective what's happening, and to give us some inspiration that it's not an end. We're not looking at an end. We're looking at a new cycle being born into being.
Right. Well, I think it's also like if you do read through a lot of the stuff on transition, it's not about, and it is an end to an old way of being, but then what happens is a new vision, which is hopefully the vision that all of us were voting for during that ceremony, right? Voting.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just got to wait a little bit. Don't expect things to happen immediately.
Yeah.
All right. So. You know, from a shaman's perspective, who are, you know, when you think about voting and you're able to communicate, so as I understand, shamans communicate with the upper realm and the angels and the lower realms, which in that particular case is the animals and plants and nature, and then the middle realm, which I'm still not clear about, and hopefully you can tell me when we get to that point.
Sure.
But who are the spirits that you think inform you when you think about, like, what should be in the public dialogue, what spirits should be included in that dialogue?
Well, in shamanism, a shaman is a man or woman who goes into an altered state of consciousness and has access to helping compassionate spirits, and whether they're angels, people who were once alive, mystics, ancestral spirits, plants, animals, trees, whatever we're talking about, they're beings that are living in a transcendent realm, and they can look down on the earth from a very different perspective. And a friend of mine has a great metaphor for this. She talks about a ball game, and we're the players on the field as human beings who are alive today. And the spirits are sitting up in the bleachers, and they can see the whole perspective of the game. And so they're going, go right, go left, you know.
Are they swearing at us and cursing at us too?
No. But every once in a while, they act a little frustrated. And we're so in the game right now that we can't see around us, and we can't see the future, and we can't see the bigger perspective. Where they have a different perspective, and basically they're trying to give us help and guidance of how to move our lives back into a healthy and harmonious fashion.
Hmm. You mentioned about harmonious and happy. I mean, what is that to you? I know that we all have, we have a common definition, but what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, when you look into the eyes of indigenous people, you know, definitely spiritual healers, shamans, but also many indigenous people around the world, you see a light and a joy radiating out of their eyes that we don't see in a modern day culture. And so I've really explored that, and we're so attached to our happiness is based on what's happening in our outer world. But as we know, our outer world is changing moment to moment. So one minute you're happy because, you know, your boss said something nice to you. The next minute you're not happy because somebody, all of a sudden, you feel like you were shot down. And so for me, happiness is more what I would call from the indigenous perspective of having an inner wealth, a deep inner world where I feel connected to nature and life, and where I find things that create joy for me that aren't based on what's happening on the news today, but it's a stable inner state inside of me. And that's something that you see in shamans and in shamanic communities.
Right, that sense of inner joy, kind of a radiant joy from the inside versus one in which you're like, your joy is dependent. Because like, as you said, like when you're actually, I say as a coach, when you actually are dependent on joy that's outside of you, your world is up for so many different vacillations, right? Because of
what you're on a roller coaster minute to minute.
Yeah. And when you think about harmonious, is it the balancing the inner and outer realms? Or what do you, when you say, because you mentioned happy, is that the inner and outer balance? Is that what you mean?
Yes, it is. And harmony from a spiritual perspective, and this is a teaching that comes from all different spiritual traditions for thousands of years, is that harmony is health. Disharmony is imbalance. And that's actually what creates illness. And that's what we're seeing today personally and globally right now. And the environment sure is mirroring back to us our disharmony at the moment.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about that. Thank you, Sandra, for sharing your perspective on it. I think very interesting. I think the whole idea of us going in with the intention for change and not accepting when it's happening because it's so hard.
I didn't ask for that.
Exactly. You want to know more about Sandra Ingerman or hear more of our four-part series on spiritual wisdom on voting during the elections, and continue listening to part two of Fired Up with CJ live, playing every Thursday on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, or listen later on iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj. Part two's focus will be deep listening to nature's voices and its vote for our future. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood, think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune boosting, think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio. Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everyone. This is CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Sandra Ingerman, author of 8 books, including her newest book, Awakening to the Spirit World, The Shamanic Path of Direct Revelation. And this is a 4-part series where we're looking at spiritual wisdom for the upcoming elections. Welcome back, Sandra.
Thank you.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about is really looking at this concept as above. What is it as?
As above, so below.
As within, so without. What does that mean?
Well, basically, it's an old spiritual principle, but it's also part of shamanism. As shamanism dates back over 100,000 years, different spiritual traditions were born out of shamanism. And it means that our outer world is a reflection of our inner state of consciousness. And so from a spiritual perspective, if you want to see a different outer world, then change yourself, because what we're seeing in the world right now is really reflecting our constant thoughts of anger and our inequality and our lack of honor and respect for each other and the planet itself.
Yeah, so if we can actually change ourselves, and that's really when I hear you say that, it's like figure out a way to manage our anger, figure out what is at the source of our sense of inequality, or, you know, what is it that we aren't feeling as honored and respected. And once we get a sense of that, the world will change, right? So the whole Gandhi, you know, the whole Gandhi concept.
Right. And, you know, one of the examples that I give, I mean, we're human beings and we came here to express our emotions. And that means the range of emotions from happiness to rage, to despair, to, you know, joy and bliss and, you know, the whole range. We came here to experience that. But from a shamanic point of view, there is a difference between expressing anger and sending anger. And right now what we're doing is we're sending an amazing amount of anger into our environment. And the example that I use all the time is if you, you know, for people who have ever been to a peace demonstration, the energy that is at a peace demonstration is anger.
Yeah.
So that energy is actually feeding more of a war consciousness than a peace consciousness. So that we all have to learn how to say, yes, I am angry about this situation, but then to learn how to work with the energy behind our emotions. So what we're sending out into the world is what we want to see manifested.
Yeah. So like when we were walking around and watching the, well, I'll talk to you about this later, but I definitely have seen that recently with some of the anger around Wall Street and everything. So I definitely see that, but I want to talk about that later. So let's talk about, from the nature point of view, because you had said that the as above, so below, I assume that that is that the outer and inner world. Is that also about the as above, so below? Is that the same concept
yes.
that too?
Yeah, absolutely. And you had asked me about the middle world before, and so our planet and nature is the middle world, where we are here on planet Earth. And so how the trees are responding and the plants are responding and the animal life is responding to the behavior of human beings right now, you know, that would all be considered middle world.
Okay, got it. So in the whole idea of as above, so below, I mean, and you were talking in your book about the weather as being a reflection of our collective inner state of consciousness. How does that work? And if you can explain that idea with this idea of the weather.
Well, in shamanism, one of the core teachings of shamanism is the principle of honor and respect and the principle of reciprocity. And so if we got up every day and we gave thanks for our lives, this is a classic shamanic practice, to get up every day and give thanks for your life. And to remember that it's the sun that's giving the energy for all of life to survive. It's not the electric company, it's the sun. There's no life without the sun.
Right.
And the earth, all of our food is growing out of the earth. And there's no life without water. And air is the first living being we ever said hello to when we were born, as our life began with our first breath, and our life ends with our last breath. And so what do we do with those elements that give us life? We've polluted them, and we've forgotten that they give us life, not the grocery stores and the corporations and the electric company. And I know this sounds simplistic, but I really believe in every cell of my body that if everybody got up every day and just simply gave thanks for their life and earth, air, water, and the sun for all the life that we give, we would see different weather patterns happening. But right now, what we're seeing reflected back to us is such a state of disrespect. You know, we're not respecting the elements. And so there's no principle of reciprocity. And we've polluted the environment so much that cleaning has to happen. I mean, when we wash our hands, we don't see destruction going on. We see it's a cleansing process. And with the weather patterns that are happening right now, the earth is cleaning herself. It's just it's a neutral cleaning herself. And so if we took care of the environment a little bit more, we wouldn't have to have such severe water and fire cleansing processes going on.
Yes, in fact, you look at these horrible storms that wipe out everything. I almost view it as if in fact, we're living beings, that the earth is a living being too, and they're all, and the earth is probably expressing the range of emotions as well, including anger, right?
Well, yeah, I'm not really sure if the earth is angry. The earth just is. And from a shamanic point of view, everything that exists is alive. And so shamans believe the earth is alive. And the earth is, you know, if somebody started throwing pollution at me, I would take a shower and cleanse myself. It's not, oh, I wish this wasn't happening. I need to cleanse myself. And so I'm not exactly sure. I think that we like to project that the earth is angry at us. I'm not really sure she is. I think she's just saying, I've gotten dirty and I need to cleanse myself.
Yeah. That's a much more charitable way. I just think she's ticked off. I mean, I would.
Right. I know a lot of people do, and everybody has a right to their opinion on that.
No, I hear, but it's kind of nice to think, like, this is actually benevolent, the world is kind, and really it's like, hey, I just need to, if it's all going back to harmony, it's about getting balance, right? And so the balance, I need to cleanse because I've been polluted, and this is how I do it. Sorry, but this is how I have to cleanse myself. I get that.
It just goes back to, you know, I think everybody understands the principle of honor and respect, and we have not been honoring and respecting the environment, but yet we expect the environment to honor and respect us. So again, it's just a lack of awareness from our culture right now.
So the honor and respect that you're giving as example, you know, when you thank you for the sun and the air and the water for sustaining me, and thank you for my life, that's the honor, is like honoring the contribution and respecting that, or what, how are you defining honor and respect in your modality?
Well, the earth is taking care of us. The air is taking care of us. It's making sure we have life. Water is taking care of us as we drink it. The sun is a great teacher of unconditional giving, because it just keeps giving and giving and giving, that which we need for life. And when somebody is taking care of you, it's just courtesy to say thank you. And we don't do that in a modern day culture. We don't do that in all indigenous cultures. That was an automatic response, automatic. So I'm not saying that indigenous cultures didn't have their own challenges, but I can say that they knew how to say thank you to the elements for the life that they're being given.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. That's an interesting way of thinking about it. So it's really like, hey, you know, if someone gives you this thing, like someone gives you a beautiful gift, you don't go like, okay, yeah, put it on the side there.
Right.
You say, thank you so much for what an beautiful, appreciative thing that you've done. So is there anything else that you think that the nature spirits wants us to know? And, you know, when we're thinking about the state of the planet, aside from giving thanks and honor and respect, is there anything else in closing?
Well, it's also respecting all of life, because we from a shamanic point of view, there's a web of life that connects us all. And we think that we're separate from the animals and the insects, and we forget that if you kill one species, it affects all of us, not just that one species. And so when we talk about honor and respect, we need to remember to honor all of life, what we call in shamanism the spirit that lives in all things.
Mm. And what's and we do that by just recognizing that we're all connected. So when, I mean, how do we honor the spirit?
Well, like in the United States, it's always interesting to listen how many voting decisions are made based on money instead of on how is this going to affect certain species in an area.
Money
is more important than a particular species. And that's part of the disharmony. And to me, it's a reflection of an entire nation that has lost its soul.
Right.
Whenever you vote for money over life, that's a decision that comes from a soulless point of view.
Yeah. Oh, that's a perfect way to close. Whenever you vote for money over life, it's soulless decision. Oh, that's beautiful, and it's perfect. Thank you for offering your guidance on the natural world and informing our upcoming votes. Just increasing our consciousness, I think, of all these different things. I mean, I think we, I certainly don't do enough that I can for appreciating and honoring, all the gifts that I've been given from Earth. So it's always good to remember. To learn more about Sandra and spiritual wisdom on voting during elections and continue listening to our four-part series and Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. You can listen to the show on iTunes or at Fired Up with CJ. Part three's focus is thinking about upper world wisdom and its vote for our future. We'll be right back.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to EasternEssence.com to order today.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Sandra Ingerman, author of 8 books, including her newest, Awakening to the Spirit World, The Shamanic Path of Direct Revelation. This is segment 3 of our 4-part series on spiritual wisdom for the upcoming elections. And really, the focus is looking at upper world wisdom and its vote for our future. So we're continuing. Welcome, Sandra. Welcome back.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, so we were talking about the idea of as above, as below. And so continuing on that thread, if we look at the upper realm, first of all, who's in the upper realm? Are these angels, guides? Who are these people in the upper realm?
Well, the upper world and the lower world, from a shamanic point of view, both have compassionate spirits who really love us, who are looking out for us. And so upper world spirits might be ancestral spirits, people who once were alive, or ancient relatives of ours, or angelic types of beings, spiritual masters who walked the earth and shared great wisdom over time. Those are just some of the examples of spirits we might meet in the upper world.
So when you've communicated with these upper realm spirits about the state of the world, and what would they tell us?
Well, one of the things that the upper world spirits really want to teach us about is the power of love, for one thing. Mm. And that weaves into what I was talking about with honor and respect, mm-hmm. in that when we were created, if you believe in the fact that we were created from a creator or some force, we were created from an amazing amount of love. And mm-hmm. when you can tap into that through meditation or through shamanic journey, it's just amazing to feel that kind of love flowing through every cell of your being. And as people and as personalities, we forget the love that we were created with. And so when you remember how much love went into the creation of this world, it weaves back into the conversation we've already been having about giving thanks, honor and respecting all of life, and blessing all people on this earth and being caretakers of this great earth. So the wisdom that really does come from both the, you can say this from the lower worlds too, but also the upper worlds from the spiritual masters, would be to learn about love, caretaking this incredible earth, and caretaking all of life, so that everything in life is being treated from a place of equality, not just human beings, but all life has equal chances of having food and a home to live in and can thrive and doesn't have to fight so much to survive.
And I think the thing that's hard in doing that is really feeling that sense of love. And I think actually this culture has a very, we think of the romantic kind of movie love. Mm-hmm. And I think
right,
you're talking,
exactly.
What kind of love are you talking about when you're referring to the love that was used to create this world?
Well, it's what, you know, the spiritual masters for thousands of years have talked about is unconditional love of, it's not about anything personal. It's not having love for somebody on a romantic level or for what somebody gives you or does for you. It's that love for life itself. And I think that that's one of the biggest challenges that I see in the world today in a modern day culture is we've actually lost our passion for life. And so understanding what unconditional love is very difficult to explain to people who have lost the passion for life. You know, we're so busy just trying to make it through another day and just trying to survive and dealing with so much judgment and blame and doing what we have to do, what authority figures have told us what we should be doing, collecting more material objects to be happy, that we've forgotten what our inner, what would bring us meaning in life. And if life without meaning equals despair, and then we don't really understand how to love unconditionally because we don't have a love for life itself.
Yeah, and I would even say from one, I mean, in listening to it, you said if we don't have a self-love, right? I mean, if we don't love
right.
ourselves enough to even take the time to figure out what brings us joy so that we can even tap into that because we're off judging, blaming, and, you know, getting our to-do list. I mean, right? I mean, it's almost like a self, like this kind of self-punitive kind of, we're doing these in the expression of love for our family so we can provide, but there's also like this, lack of self-love, I think. I think that also is part of it, too.
No, you're absolutely right. I think that if we learned how to love ourselves and take care of ourselves and honor ourselves and be grateful for our lives, we would never have to explain love. And again, I think the environment, the planet itself would mirror back to us that state of love and self-care.
Yeah. I think it's real. I mean, I think that the point that you made is really interesting because it is very, very hard to get at to that place of unconditional love to actually experience that. I had never experienced anything like that in my life until just recently through some energetic work that I did. And it was the most beautiful experience that I've ever had. And not many people will take the time to do it, right? And I don't know if anyone experiences that. It's hard to get there. So, I mean, how would you propose people get there? Because it is, we've lost our way.
Yeah, what I give a very simple exercise, and I tell people to just put on some really nice, relaxing music. Music that doesn't have words to it, because the words will take you out of the experience. And to find a place where you won't be disturbed for a while and lie down or sit, or you can even be out in nature and just relax and allow yourself to drift within and just hold the question, hold the intention that you would like to be shown your personal story of creation. and your creator and how much love went into your creation. And just as the music plays, just to simply to try and experience that. You could write a story about that, but I think most people like the idea of lying down, listening to some music, and just holding the question. In shamanism, everything is about what's your intention and holding that question. Show me my story of creation. Show me my creator and show me the love that went into my creation and allow me to experience this in every cell of my being. Breathing deeply, breathing very deeply is key because it'll move you out of your mind and into your heart and more into a body type of experience.
Have you ever had people say, because I have this oftentimes when I work with clients and I have them meditate, like I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I don't feel anything.
I tell people, I've been teaching shamanism for 30 years, and I've taught over 10,000 people shamanic journey, and I've never met a person who couldn't have a spiritual experience. I have met a lot of people who didn't get it on their first try.
Yes.
And we just give up so easily in this culture. Well, I tried it once. You know, I tried a practice that's been around for over 100,000 years for 5 minutes, and it didn't work, you know. And we have to be persistent, and maybe that experience doesn't work on one day because you are thinking too much about an ordinary issue going on in your life. Try it on a day when you feel a little bit more relaxed, but don't give up so easily. Keep on trying.
Yeah, and well, because the experiential sense, I think, is actually the most critical thing, because it's not a concept so much as an experience. I think it's really hard to kind of tune into it unless you've really felt it, I think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's all about experience. Shamanism, the first thing I tell people in my workshops is I'm not talking to your minds, I'm talking to your hearts. Mm-hmm. So let's start breathing into our hearts and allow the energy to melt out of our minds.
Yes. If only we could do that all the time. I wish there was like a little pill that we could take.
That's what life is about. You know, we're here. Yeah. It's kind of Earth school. If we think of it as Earth school, we're all learning. And so it's every day a little bit more, a little bit more, trying to radiate more of that spiritual light and love into the world.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's a beautiful message. So thank you so much for offering that beautiful message. It's one of those things that we forget. You know, we forget easily, I think, and because we haven't had experiences with it and we're so busy with all the other noise coming from our mind, we forget. So wonderful spiritual wisdom and informing us for the upcoming votes. To learn more about Sandra and spiritual wisdom on voting during elections and continue listening to our four-part series on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. You can listen to this show or on iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj. Part four is Focus, The Middle World. What's that all about? We'll be right back.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Deluce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Deluce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Deluce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Deluce, your partner in wellness.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's and my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know. But Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to easternessence.com to order today.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Sandra Ingerman, who is the author of 8 books, including her newest book called Awakening to the Spirit World, The Shamanic Path of Direct Revelation. So really, we're looking at spiritual wisdom for the upcoming elections, and we're going to be talking about the middle world. So welcome back, Sandra.
Thank you.
Tell me, what is the middle world?
Talking to you. Well, the middle world is here. It's our earth. It's where we live. And so the middle world is made up of everything that's alive in nature. And one of the things that, you know, shamanism teaches us is that there is a web of life that connects everything that is alive, and that we're part of nature and not separate from nature. And so I truly believe that in today's world, a lot of the illness that we're seeing personally and globally and in our political world is that we've stopped being connected to nature and the flow of nature. And it's like we're constantly walking against the river of life instead of flowing with the river of life. So understanding the middle world and the nature spirits and how to be in harmony with the seasons and the moon and the stars, and that there are other living beings on this planet besides human beings, will bring us back to a place of health and harmony.
How do you see that we're flowing against the river of life?
Well, you know, our work ethic, for one thing, in nature, everything works, and there's a time to relax and enjoy life. And as you mentioned before, the to-do list, our to-do list never, ever ends. And so, you know, what I find in my own life, I'm challenged with this too. I'm not just telling everybody else what to do. I think we're all trying to learn how to live our life from a place of harmony. But get out into nature. Your to-do list is never going to end. You have to say, I am going to take a walk outside and connect with the beauty of nature and the healing power of nature. And if we do that, healing actually happens, but we've disconnected ourselves so much from nature that any form of disconnection creates disharmony, creates disease.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, this is kind of a segue, but it is related. We live in Seattle, so it's raining pretty much perpetually. And we were traveling in Europe, and it was sunny, and it was almost oppressive. It was so sunny. And it was funny because actually my kids, if you live in the Northwest, it rains all the time. So you're connecting with nature as rain. And then you start just enjoying the rain. Like you look forward to the rain and you want to walk in the rain, and it's like a joyful kind of cleansing experience. And I guarantee you, most people don't think of the rain in that way.
Well, I live in the Southwest, and we need more rain. And
yeah,
we love the sun here. We love to wake up and the sun is shining, and it's a bright, beautiful day. But, oh, my, we just love when it rains.
And watch
everything just become alive as it soaks in that life. And it's such a teaching for all of us of how to absorb light from nature and water from nature. And we really don't remember how to receive or to absorb life. All the forces that give us life, and that's bad. And you know, that is creating some of the despair that we're seeing in the world right now.
Do you think that, so is it also as below as above? So meaning, you know, if we are in a state, like let's say that we're in kind of this angry state in here in the middle world, and we're not honoring and respecting, you know, the nature around us, and we're not feeling love. Does that affect the lower realms and the upper realms in any ways? And if so, how?
Well, it doesn't affect those realms, because they're kind of out of in the middle world here, from a shamanic point of view, we're living in a dualistic realm. We have these egos. We're human beings who experience things as separate. Once you get out of the middle world into the lower and upper worlds, there's oneness, there's unity. And part of our work is about remembering that oneness and that unity, and to start to bring it into our voting process and our political system. We're not different races. We're not of different, we're beings, we're spiritual beings that are all connected to each other, and we're connected to all of life. And that's one of the teachings that are coming from the transcendent realms, because we're spirits too. We talk about body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about who we are beyond our skin, we're spiritual beings, just like what are in the upper and the lower realms. And we're living on this earth plane to bring through spirit into an earthly form. And we've forgotten that. We've separated ourselves from our spirits, our own spirits. We've separated ourselves from each other. We've separated ourselves from nature. And what we really need to bring through right now is we're all here together, and we're all affecting each other when we're affecting nature itself. And so when are we going to get on the right train of thought and start to create a world filled with harmony and peace, which is, and equality, which is what we all want?
It's so sad, though, because, you know, when I listen to the Republican debates, or try to listen to them, it's not about that at all. Right? It's not about oneness and unity or anything. It's about us versus them. They're to blame, finger pointing. Even among the same party, there's no harmony, or, you know, there's dis-ease. Disharmony,
right.
You know, it's unhealthy. And it, you know, even just watching it, I wonder whether you watch it, if it's kind of an unhealthy experience, because all you see is just this disharmony.
It is unhealthy. And it's feeding, you know, I mean, what we feed, we give life to.
Mm.
And so when we start to look at the thoughts that we're having and the words that we use, then shamanism teaches us that thoughts are things, and that they have a real impact on the world and the middle world where we're living right now. And so basically, when you look at the media itself, as well as just different parties debating, we're feeding the negative, and we're feeding the illness. of what doesn't work. Nobody's talking about how to turn things around. Let's come together. And I think that's what the United States was born on, is let's come together and create independence and freedom and equality for all. And we've just drifted completely away from what the original vision was of this country and the original intention of this country.
Yeah, which is, you know, the four founders be like, no, no, I don't think this channel, those dudes, they're like, what?
Yeah, because
that would be sad.
It's crazy. I mean, the divisiveness that we see pervading the entire world, it's in religions, it's in spiritual traditions, it's in politics, is bringing us everywhere to where we don't want to be.
And so what
does it take? My question is, how bad do things have to get before people wake up to that we have to shift? And that's my question.
I actually think that's a really good question. It'd be interesting to have a public dialogue to find out what that breaking point is. You know, you have birds dropping from the sky. I mean, what else do we need to see?
Thousands of fish showing up dead on the banks of waters. I mean, it's like, what is it?
I know. And it's like, and how much can then the science and rationality explain for stuff that's just so bizarre like that? I don't know. I would like.
And they just say it's coincidence, you know? It's like.
I know, it's crazy.
It was lightning, you know.
I know, please. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, hey, you know what? That's all about the balance, right? So
right.
I honor that other people have to see it in a different way. So thank you so much. I actually learned so much from this radio program. I really appreciate your time and your wisdom. It's clear that you've been doing this for 30 years and that you love it and that you care deeply. Thank you.
I love life. And I hope that everybody just holds the best vision for this election, because it's all about, we're dreaming the world into being all the time with our thoughts and our words. And let's just use our imagination to think the best.
I love that. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody. Please tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week, we have Ann Keeney with advice for those looking for jobs and losing hope. Perhaps community college may be your answer. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.